This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
See, my dear imams, my dear khatibs, wallahi, I am afraid. I don't want to say that you are sinful directly. I am afraid that you will be sinful.
Sheikh, you said that voting is mandatory before, it's wajib. With the general election around the corner, do you still feel that way?
Yeah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In fact, I believe that it is more mandatory, it is more wajib to vote in this coming election 2024. Why is that? Because this is one of the best ways, the strongest ways to show our opposition to the genocide that is taking place in Gaza, to have an influence to how our government is running, how our country is run. There are so many issues. I always ask brothers and sisters, how can we make a change? How can we influence the situation, the policy, without getting involved, without voting? We will not have any influence. We will be just marginalized. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, من رعى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه. Whoever sees a munkar, he should try to change it by his hand. If he cannot, then by his tongue. Voting is one of those ways to enjoin the good and forbid the evil and change the munkar. It is a mentality. We are an active ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. There are so many ways of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and this is one of them. And this scholar said, ما لا يتم الواجب إلا به فهو واجب. If you want to achieve something that is obligatory, then all means to that obligation take also the ruling of obligation. We want to stop the genocide. How can we stop the genocide? My dear brothers and sisters, here, I'm talking about as British citizens here. We can contribute towards that by having the right people in power who represent us. And then when we want them to vote for ceasefire, they will vote for this. When we want them to vote to stop selling weapons to the Zionist state, then they can do that. Not only that, they can support us because they represent us, they represent not only the Muslim community, but they represent the masses, yes? So that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, stop this question. So many people keep asking this question.
Sorry to butt in, brothers and sisters, but we've got some important dates that you need to put in your diary. Other than 4th of July, which is Election Day, also known as Independence Day, get it? There are three dates that you need to put in your diary right now. Number one, 18th of June. This is the deadline to register to vote. Make sure you register and everyone in your family over age 18. You can do so with the link below. Number two, 19th of June. If you don't want to vote in person, 19th of June is the deadline to register for a postal vote. Number three, 26th of June. This is if you know anyone going to Hajj, you're going to be out of town during the election. You can register for a proxy vote for someone else to vote on your behalf by this date. All the links are in the description below. Please check them out. Also, the Muslim vote is in need of mosque ambassadors for every one of our 3,000 masajid all over the country, mashallah. If you have a local mosque and you want to be a legend, then check out the link in the description below.
Sheikh, what do you say if someone wants to just abstain from voting or even go and spoil their vote out of protest for the genocide?
There is nothing called, I want to abstain from voting. I hope that this point is clear. Abstention from voting is a passive voting. If you don't vote, you are actually voted. How is that? Let me explain that. Let us imagine that there is a constituency or a country that has 10 people. We have party A and B. So party A won 4 seats and party B won 3 seats. And there are 3 people who don't want to vote, abstained from voting. Now, party A is winning because they have what? 4 seats. Those 3 people, if they don't vote, they are supporting A to vote. So there is not that they are on the safe side and they don't want to commit haram. You cannot stop from doing that. You are actually voting. So those 3 people who abstained, they are actually voting for A to win. So if A is a very bad party, they supported the bad party to win. So their abstention from voting is actually voting. So you cannot say that we want to be on the safe side and we don't want to vote. As far as you are a citizen, then you are voting either directly or indirectly. A spoiled vote is actually a vote for genocide, my dear brothers and sisters.
But Sheikh, in Western moral philosophy, there's a school of thought that says, at least I'm not going to be part of it. It won't be on my conscience if I don't vote. It's not going to be on my head. Is that what the Sharia...
No. Who said this? Abstention from voting only works when it is taken by the masses, a block voting. And hence, this disturbs the political system, disturbs the election, and then they might cancel it. But if the election is not going to be cancelled, your abstention from voting is actually voting to the wrong candidate. So you are actually more sinful if you don't actively vote. Did you understand this, brothers and sisters? If you don't vote because you want to be on the safe side, as they say, you are actually more sinful because you have lent your vote to the bad party, the evil party, to the wrong party. I hope that brothers, especially young brothers and sisters, understand this. Please do understand the example again. We have 10 people. We have party A, party B. Party A won 4 votes. Party B won 3 votes. Now 3 votes, abstention, okay? So these 3 votes, in reality, they voted for who? They abstained, but they made A to win. If A is the wrong party, so these 3 who abstained, they supported A to win. And if A is the bad party and B is less bad, they are obliged by Sharia to vote for B in order to win against A. This is how the democratic process works.
Or how it's seen through an Islamic lens.
From an Islamic perspective, if you understand that if you abstain from voting, you are actually indirectly voting, so what is better? To vote at least before Allah Jalla wa'ala, you say, Ya Allah, I chose the best of the 2 evils. Or you say, Ya Allah, I let the worst evil to win, and I just abstained, and I didn't do anything. Which one?
What's your message to imams and khatibs who say, you know, we don't want to get involved in politics, and we don't want to...
See, my dear imams, my dear khatibs, wallahi, I am afraid. I don't want to say that you are sinful directly. I am afraid that you will be sinful. Because what? Because you are watching the genocide against Gaza. You are watching so many evil things that are taking place, so many bad things. And what are you doing to stop them? By discouraging people from voting or by not talking about it, you are in fact discouraging people from what? From voting. Because people say, oh, the imams who should lead us, they did not speak about voting, therefore it is not an important issue. So your abstention from talking about it in the khutbah, etc., is actually actively promoting passiveness. And we are an active ummah, my dear imams. If you are unable to hold that responsibility, please don't be an imam, don't be an khatib, or tell the congregation, see brothers and sisters, we are unable to talk about it. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ. This is wajib incumbent upon you, my dear khatibs, my dear imams, to clarify the haq and to explain it to people.
Thanks for watching, brothers and sisters. If you liked that video, give it a like and a share as usual, and let us know in the comments below. And if you want to learn more about the Muslim vote, click here for a really good discussion on that.